Welcome to AM Best Audio.
There's a revolution underway in the MGA and MGU space these days. Rapid advances in technology is changing the way program administrators, managing general agents, and managing general underwriters are doing business. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today to Michael Parcelli. Mike is Senior Vice President, Client Partner, MGA Operations for the Americas for Exceedance. And Mike, so glad you could join us today.
Pleasure. Good to see you, John.
And Mike, it really is amazing how much MGAs and MGUs have adapted to all the new technology, the tools, all the platforms. And I've got to assume it's because how nimble they are.
Absolutely. They're a microcosm of an insurance carrier. And so they are very nimble and very agile. And it's important that they match the technology with their needs. They are all inclusive, so it's critically important to have that kind of capability and the offering.
And now, where have you noticed technology making the biggest impact in that space?
I think for sure the platforms themselves, so the policy platforms that are available to MGA and MGUs today, as well as integrating the claims platform, because MGAs, in fact, my own background, I worked at MGA where we had both underwriting and claims, so tying those two pieces together makes it critically important for reporting, as well as engagement and understanding what the critical data sets are that you want to share across the organization. I think going forward, though, there's also a need for enabling technologies. So in terms of automation with regard to consuming submission packages and automation that goes throughout the process for underwriting referrals or inspections and things of that nature. So there's also enabling technologies that are supporting, and the technology that's available today will make that much easier for companies in the future.
I've got to assume that speed to market is absolutely critical in that space.
It is, absolutely. And it's important, to get your product out. I think market share is the word for the day for MGA. So it's important that, in effect, that they're doing everything humanly possible to get their brand out, to do the promotion, to do all that activity. But also any products or product introductions into the marketplace have to be quick and agile. And the way they do that is the platform technology that you mentioned.
What do you see as the challenges for the MGA entrance into the markets?
I think it's critically important. Number one issue is they have to have capital partners. They have to have carriers that are behind them, that believe in their product, that believe in their market dominance in terms of where they intend to go. So that's critically important, to find carriers that support them. A second challenge would be having a distribution network available right away. So in terms of if you're starting a business, you need to have some foothold in terms of what you want to do with that group. That said, I think carriers are very sensitive around getting underwriters who have an established agent broker network. This way they can start to solicit their products and get off right away in terms of waiting for some type of attraction based upon the product they're introducing to the market.
That said, are there ways that MGAs can distinguish themselves to their carrier partners? And is transparency important in that?
I think there are ways that they can distinguish themselves. They have to, in terms of prove to the carrier that they have a viable plan, obviously the pro forma, what they intend to do. In the end, it comes down to both profitability and growth for that carrier. So I think it's important that the entrant to the MGA marketplace has an operational plan, has a facility, an infrastructure to move forward, and they have not only a compelling product in the marketplace, but they also have a method to get into the channels. As I mentioned, in terms of you want to have either established relationships with the brokers, or you have hired individuals who have established relationships with brokers, and that channel is critically important, just as important as the capacity.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Mike, do you see compliance as being an issue for MGAs and MGUs as we move forward?
Well, the compliance shifts, from the carrier. In the case of the fronting carriers or the capacity providers, the obligation shifts to the MGA to report. It's both statutory and statistical. So it becomes incumbent upon the MGA to have the capacity and the ability to do data calls and various different responses. Obviously, they're licensed, so they're under regulation in terms of being able to prove their licensure. But that said, I think it's important that there's an understanding that that obligation, and notwithstanding, companies who are new entrants in MGAs should understand that they are under a great deal of compliance obligation as they take on, you know, new efforts.
How do you think MGA disclosure of premium should be addressed?
Well, in the end, that, you know, I think that some of the states, not all, do require annual reports or revenue reports that indicate what the actual premiums are. I think it's important, and I think it's necessary to do that reporting as part of the data calls that are needed throughout the country. The nuance is that each state has their own methodology. So it's very bespoke and it's decentralized to that extent. So an MGA who happens to operate in multiple jurisdictions will do it different ways, you know, across those jurisdictions. So it's not only the obligation of doing the reporting and having transparency into that, you have different formats, you know, up to as many states as there are. So,
Mike, I got to ask, is embedded insurance something that MGAs and MGUs should be thinking about? And if so, is it a threat or is it an opportunity?
This is an exciting topic to me. It absolutely is an opportunity. They should be thinking about it because it is happening and it will continue to happen. I think companies who are in the non-insurance business, who are either selling products or distributing products, are looking for ways in which to simplify the insurance transaction. And that said, they're going to want to either become their own embedded MGA or their own distributor of insurance products. And this is not new. This has been happening in travel insurance and pet insurance and all sorts of different examples and use cases. But that said, I think that it's a great opportunity. And I think that this is a growth area for sure. I think that as with any other industry, there's going to be a contraction of the supply chain for efficiency and cost savings. And I think that, you know, that's one area of growth that we've seen. And I think that's critically important going forward to take note of that and not let it go by.
So you said it's not new. So are there certain embedded trends that you've noticed?
I think, you know, in terms of a trend, there's more of the embedded opportunities. I think manufacturers, specifically our products or distributors, are looking and feel that it's a necessity for their own business model, where they can control that relationship versus handing it off to a separate agent or separate broker. And I think that trend is growth, you know, and that spans. There's not an industry that won't be untouched, from software companies to product manufacturers, car manufacturers, distributors of different products. All industries are in scope, and I think that's an area of growth. And so, yes, the initial question, it should be an area that MGA should pay attention to.
Mike, from your vantage point, what's the future of MGAs and MGUs?
Blue skies. You know, it's going to be great. I think that it's a growth area, particularly in the last, you know, 10 or so years. They've gotten the eye of private equity and companies who are looking to invest in them. There's a lot of activity around insurtech, so this is a great opportunity. I think it's a fun and exciting area to be working in. It's my favorite, and I think that this is, like I said, sky's the limit on this. Blue skies all the way through.
Great conversation, Mike. So glad you could join us today.
Yeah, appreciate it. Good to see you.
That was Michael Parcelli, Senior Vice President, Client Partner, MGA Operations for the Americas for Exceedance. And I'm John Weber for IAM Best TV.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.